107, right?
Yeah.
Which verses? Verses?
We start at
68. Okay. Yeah. I will read first. This is a part of the, before we already said, for diligence, for important support, your diligent studies. One is you have a strong aspiration for virtuous activities, and also have a great vision or view that we are capable to enlighten our mind, and also have a belief of issue of sentient beings have the Buddha nature or awakened nature, that is any like practices we do, we are capable to improve ourselves, including physical exercise, mental exercise, from unknowing to knowing, incapable to do, capable to do things, and also in actually you have to trust yourself. It's important deep down. So many how to say doubt definitely is will be appear for most of people. Doubt somehow, some degree, some sense, doubt understood as a healthy sign, including in Buddhist trainings. Buddha also said, you know, monk or scholars, do not believe the words of Buddha by just faith alone, or because he said so, but you should test, like buying the gold, people doing business, then they were wrapping and cutting and melting the gold to test the pureness of the gold. Similarly, teaching have to be examined by people. And you also, this encouraging the studying, reflecting, and actually practice, that is important for general path for Buddhism. Otherwise, a faith alone can be mixed with many type of beliefs, then people may have got wrong understanding about holding continuously, or many people, because of just emphasizing the faith alone, people kind of not engaging deeply, and also easily to fool by people also too. So religion many times have the label of many people have this kind of impression they were fooling the people, that kind of impression. So it's important to have a study and knowing, unknowing. I think sometimes it's for Buddhist, kind of Buddhist understanding, there's a understanding or not understanding differences. And if once you thoroughly understanding this, then there is not much kind of believe or not. It's a kind of a very general truth about the emotion, about the mind, a science of mind. Sometimes people describe the Buddhism as science of mind. Then there is also kind of a personal experiences, that part difficult to say that it's a science of mind, but for personal experience, it's a live long for personal kind of a practice. But the Mahayana miniseries itself, it's a really academic subject for many these psychologies, and also what is a material, what is mind and matter, the relations, and it emphasizes two truths or the causality. These are purely kind of expanding the knowledge of other human beings. We should look at those subjects as a academic subject, and then continuously, if you want to become practice through some methods, then it's your spiritual path. But generally, you can study it as pedagogy or the educational kind of understanding. But within these, you still have to be, how to say, confident on the path that make you progress more. If we have a more doubt before investigate or engaging to it, then sometimes we'll have a not interested in much, because we believe that there is maybe too much fools or something. Preoccupied mind will be decided, I want to do this or not, or study more or not. So we, in a healthy mind, is like open mind, and wanted to know more, kind of things, including some experience of actual practice is important. For example, if we emphasize meditation can silence or peace or bring peace of our mind, that is, people felt maybe or it's possible. But once you practice certain time, then you experience a peaceful mind, diligent, bliss of mind, and then you felt that is true meditation, able to bring peace in mind. Otherwise, if we say many times mind meditation is the way of a kind of focus or rest your mind, many times then it's become slogan or stigma. Or something stigmatized, or any type of way or culture or characters, then if for meditation, that cushion and the cross leg and sitting, that's all. It's kind of that kind of feeling. But you actually practice it, then you not only know appearances, but you have a deep understanding. So the aspiration and some self-confident or want to continue and the desire to do good, that is important. Then also with these, this is not doing bad thing, you are not damaging others or you are not doing harming others, so you should be diligent or the delight during the practice, even joy. You can remain alone and silence. You are contributing, at least not disturbing others. So it's a kind of a joy, bring joy to yourself and the surrounding people. It's like sometimes like kids, if you able to make them asleep, then parents feel more relieved. And similarly, like human beings, sometimes it's just not saying too much, already having some contribution. In Tibetan phrases, there is a word saying, speak too much is like you are welcoming the enemy or something, because you, in some way, if you say something, words over-exaggerated, or something disarming people or mind, or if you're laughing other people to other people or make fun of other people, something like that, and then feel some in certain times, some for some people making them a joy and feeling good, but for other people they feel like not very happy. So in that sense, saying be careful of the words, and if a word's not regulated or afterthoughts, you must bring positive attitude towards people, and otherwise could be gathering, or you are calling troubles for yourself if you use the wrong words. That's very true. So Mepa Rinpoche also said, like, conflict between human beings most created by words, and then brought kind of more attitude, and then changes the tone and tone or the feelings. And in some culture, they do kind of emphasize not impression, there's a word. Harmony with the people, view important, like a view. We have the same view, believe something good, some ladies. And also in some harmonious it's an important, let me see, I have these words, but there is this saying in phrase of Tibetan phrase, said, of course, this is also, maybe it's kind of a one of some way of saying it's not really mean it, I think, but said, Chinese disharmonies by the hierarchies or seats. They are kind of confusing this tradition. There is very important roles each person take, and they have a specific way of sitting in a table and order of manners. These, if you order is wrong, people felt something uncomfortable. And in Tibetan, they said people disharmonies by the showing characters. Tibetan people don't like arrogant people, and self, how to say, it's a little bit different, general, maybe some difference in Eastern and Western culture. In the West, more emphasized a little bit more about trust yourself. It's somehow healthy in some over, of course, it's maybe not healthy. Self-confident or maybe. But in Tibetan, people speak in a group, always humble themselves. But actually, they were kind of making themselves more safe and concrete. If you're too arrogant, then immediately create a disharmony or people. In Japan, I heard some culture similar. It's a way of showing your identity or characters that makes people love you or dislike you. Sometimes it's an immediate kind of feeling. It's fragile and not important, but people kind of have a loose culture already. So what we were talking here is the diligence and delightness and joy while you are practicing, very important. And then while you are practicing, and then how you apply the diligence in your daily activities, tame your mind, observing your mind, aware of what you're doing, and these. So that is, it's called inner guard, external protectors. Sometimes we pray to the Dharmapala or the deities, bring us kind of some protections. These also, in the tradition, we do this. And but the most important is inner guard. Guard is your own mindfulness and awareness, aware of your kind of all activities as much as possible. Some people think this is a burden. I will act everything spontaneously. I don't have to kind of watch myself too much. And I know, and I'm analyzing things. Actually, where you are constantly kind of follow some rules, moral judgment, and also what is good and bad, what is right and wrong, you are differentiating. That is already in the awareness and mindfulness kind of process. In the mind, you are kind of always balancing or analyzing situation. Mindfulness, or these have a more, not only the words and activities and the mental events you are observing these, but the attitude of yourself. What is the motivation? They say those words, and what is the aim? That is very important for my keep awareness and mindfulness. And this part, I will read the stanza, this one, 68. As the seasoned, if I may do some wrong pronunciation, please correct me. As seasoned fighters facing the swords of enemies upon the battle line, I'll lightly dodge the weapons of defilement and strike my enemy upon the quick. This is saying, in the mind, there's a impact, always any kind of habituation, but once kind of negative, destructive emotion and thoughts come to your mind, then it's like a experienced soldier, they can skillfully kind of a sweep your body or arm and to escape from others' kind of sore or cut, and then you can kind of defeat the enemy. This, of course, it's using these battle events as giving an example in the mind. Also, same negative events seem given example as a kind of enemy, and they were using weapon attack you, and you also have to immediately recognize it and also not let this negative mind continue, and or you will become slave of this enemy. But you can, it's very true. Immediately you can, if you're able to recognize and tame your mind, you have to have another kind of strong thoughts come to your mind. For example, somebody say very bad words to you, and immediately you are happy you're able to control your mind immediately. And then it doesn't matter they say something, or you not have to be kind of ruined by others' can mind, other angry minds. It's called Rana Wanted, in Tibetan, like the other words. It means If you become your own mind, regime of your own mind, you rule your own mind, and then you are able to kind of bring good to others. Otherwise, if you are mind, you are not really domain your mind, then others influence or domain you, like ruin your mind. And then you have no control of your mind. You are following after others' characters, and also you won't say something bad to people. And you, even people didn't say anything maybe, but with the uncontrolled mind, you may guess or others negativity, recall something negativities about this person, and then that negative influence also create new kind of a bad situation to you. So it is important to kind of not let your negative thoughts. It's said, if something bad happened in before, you should throw away. Of course, we remember, but not letting this kind of create new problems. If we are aware that we trust this information, and immediately we brought this previous information of a negativity, something to present, and then we see through this kind of negative experience, and then continue labeling this person, and then we say something, showing face, and everything gone through this previous kind of mental events brought to you, and now, then people also see this is a not very friendly kind of gesture, and also facial expression and the words, then they also immediately feel like unsafe or not trust, and then create kind of a more tense situation. So once you're able to recognize negative recall of a memory is not very good, as long as we want to kind of create better future and for everybody. And often have to be good, kind of kindness, compassion, forgiveness. These are the right approach. And making this, if you have to call some memory, you have to call the appreciation and the uneasiness of everybody in their life journey. You have an understanding of others, even they say something, words in before something, doing something. But we can open your mind and do not take personal. And these then means you have the choices, you have the control, and you are continuing a path on the virtue, not let the enemy immediately attack you, but something bad memory come, but you stop, and then you kind of taiji and then put these negative thoughts in something in a corner, not important. So immediately when some negative, once you are feeling uncomfortable, that is a sign. If you don't have to be necessarily an examine others. Often people use their eyes and their ears to examine others, and then accordingly you want to act. But it's more important you examine yourself. Examine yourself. Once your mind tamed, then doesn't matter external. There are not some people maybe not able to tame their mind, but you already tamed, also influence them, become friendly, nice, and calm, peaceful, that kind of thing. So it's much more important to focus on the mindfulness, and the aware of your own mind. Very important. Then, yes, please.
If in the fray, the soldier drops his sword, in fright, he swiftly takes it up again. So likewise, if the arm of mindfulness is lost, in fear of hell, I'll quickly get it back.
Yes. it's a kind of a practice of the mindfulness and the awareness. have a, actually this is the same, in the daily life, mundane life, we, how much we can kind of re-study mindfulness, awareness in many ways, but how much you kind of can bring in present moment of your own mental events and activities, including associate with the people and talking and reacting in some sense in very, very nice, pleasant and place, and some maybe it's not that comfortable position or something. And you how much you can aware of, how much you can apply in your life. This is a power of the making this as a reality practice. A two-way of practice, often we say, in meditative practice on the cushion and in the kind of silence environment. And you are changing that habituation with yourself. It's a kind of a laboratory work you have to be in. And then actually become a product, not only in a laboratory you are testing and doing good. It's a, like daily life. You have to, even the dream events, you have to be aware and mindfulness. And of course, we someday it's a good day, someday it's a rainy day, similarly, mood is good, maybe meditative kind of experience will occur more. If something chaotic situation happened, and also something weak point pinched by people, you may feel immediately not very comfortable. But it's here, he's saying, like soldier, they drop their sword, his sword, and because they're afraid of being killed by enemy, immediately they took pick up the sword again for survive or defeat. The similarly, mind, mindfulness, mindfulness, two aspect or three aspect. One is the remember what should we do, what not should do, should we not do. It's a recall of the principle of teaching and the way of doing things. It's important. Otherwise, you, even though you ever, you know your mind aware of mental events, but how you direct your mind, if you don't know, then it's, there is a problem. So before the mindfulness, we have to be study and in many situations, how you take, how you kind of not receive or resist from something negativities and apply something good. So in these many teachings, very healthy. So everyone in a situation, sometimes it's new and not always repeating same situation. Some have a multi kind of a dimension, how you take, or how you kind of resist. These are before you experience, you already learned from book or teacher, then it's much easier to handle situation in many kind of situation. So it's in many teachers, including Atisha, of course, Lord the Buddha, and many Mepa Rinpoche, they have a very, very good suggestions about how you worldly life and the Dharma kind of practice should be kind of harmoniously goes to together. Because in Buddhist teachings, there are a high level for teachings and the practice, then not everybody can achieve that kind of a high level of enlightened activities in normal human life. There should be many positions and facing kind of many situation, how you direct your mind. So study is very the basic foundation And after that, the mindfulness, immediately you have the path. You have the choice, right, correct, or more healthy choices you make. And then this is a recall of Dharma teaching or a recall of the righteous, the path, proper way of act. And also calm your mind. Mindfulness often saying, once you're able to calm your mind, there is short path was right there. Even maybe it's not doing react too much, but just rest. And then with the rest and the compassion or wisdom, skillful means, these, you're able to make all situation more smooth and easy to deal kind of a situation. And that bring you joyfulness. And in some people, even for other people, maybe very difficult. But for this person, they take very easy and laughable and make everybody very pleasant. That kind of situation. So it's mindfulness you can play. And once you even in a short amount of time, lost kind of a mindfulness, but immediately you kind of recover or collect that awareness. And this is the same, not only the, in this life, there is a result or consequences of about any events, but we were looking long term of future lives, this mental events will continue impact not only this lifetime, but also future lifetimes. So it's important to keep the virtues and not creating the source of going down to the unfortunate kind of realms or state. This is also control kind of methods. As you said, immediately lost your kind of mindfulness, you should immediately kind of keep mindfulness again, awareness again. Similarly, he said negative impact or destructive emotion, these can, how long will last or how much damage they were done. Also, it's important to how much time you're giving towards these negative impact or destructive emotions. So it's they're using arrow with poisons shoot, and then the poison continue let the spread in into your heart or blood circulation, then it will create more bigger damage. Similarly, it's important not once you have an uncomfortable feeling, then you must recognize this is a dangerous mind, mental state. You have to recover. Although doesn't matter, this is created by somebody or some situation, you're not blaming into anything. Just immediately recognize you are unhappy, that already creating karma itself. And mostly when people not happy, they can kind of indirectly or directly harming others, also very possible. So in that sense, we should kind of immediately not let this unhappy feeling cover your mind and spreading to everywhere. So I remember it is a story. One person, soldier, fought in bottle. He lost the bottle, and then he went to some remote area, and then he thought maybe that man, it's for this life, I cannot do much. I will kind of rest in a more, peaceful life, you know, the rest of my life, maybe if I will dedicate in a peace. And when the many pigeons come to his surrounding, and he was feeding these pigeons, and then he remembered his commander and many soldiers following his kind of surrounding, like pigeons are following next his surrounding. And then he thought, I should kind of gather as many as possible soldiers, and we should fight back. In your memory, recalling the memory, how he defeated and how he angry, it's very difficult, and many people died. And then he immediately, his mind become very rigid or negative, and then he kind of oath or take oath to revenge, and then he become kind of a next source of next battle events. Similarly, so it's said one single normal event can influence people thinking about other situation and another situation and another situation. Then eventually, if we be in the between able to stop that mind, then it's much kind of easier. So I remember once Saddam and President Bush, there's kind of there's a spiritual, mental kind of fighting. And we don't know much about it is anything, but for normal kind of a situation, we thought they have given his chance a few times, that if you want to exile some countries friendly to you, or we will find safe kind of place for you, and you can take as much as you can, your wealth, and then you can live somewhere, don't create bloodshed. But I think that is a great choice for him. But I think he's kind of a spirit warrior kind of a things. I remember Pakistan when Musharraf, he's very smart. Of course, later he came back again. Otherwise, he took his kind of wealth and went to other country and rest. And also when I think it's Cairo of Egypt president, and also Lebanon, no, not Lebanon, one African country, there is a green revolution comes in before. They also have those opportunities that you should leave to your other supporting kind of your idea in the country, and we will not, we will create kind of a peace agreement. I think those are best choices for them. Sometimes you cannot control all the situation, so you should kind of create more or less harming. But Gaddafi. Yeah, he was, I think, I remember very clearly, I thought, I wish he take the wealth and then he leave somewhere, and still his entourage or family members were very safe and doing business as normal, usual. So he already have a very long time kind of situation there. But he said, I'm a lion or something, I will fight the battle, each house or each street or something like that. And then it's already the mind hijacked by the emotion. And it's a human nature. I think I understand they were not fighting for the property alone. They were doing many things, fighting for spirit or something. I don't know. Arrogant and many things. So, but I think it's like want mental events, you want decision, you made a wrong decision, you should immediately correct. Don't follow that continuously. It's like a poison arrow shot to people. We will immediately take away the arrow poisons and then not make the blood spreading to your body by tight the wounds or sometimes cut or sometimes doing some other things, purely washing. I will be like a frightened man brimming oil jar in his hand and menaced by the sword man saying, split one drop and you shall die. This is how practitioners should hold themselves. 如人见彼身，心驰满波游，居意虑遭杀，护戒当如是。 This is related to Buddha's time. I think it's a kind of Jakarta story or something. Said one who focusing on his activity, not distracted by environment, then he can kind of protect himself. This is a kind of story. It's a story said one monk who not distracted by dancing, singing, and all events happening surrounding. He lived. He invited by king, and then he said, "Today we have a lot of activities. How you think?" The monk said, "I didn't see any activities." And they thought, "Oh, you have eyes and you have ears. How you can say that you didn't hear or see that?" Said, "Oh, he just focusing on his kind of minding his the vowels and practice." And then this monk said, "Even one really be careful, very careful of something, they will not can distracted. Then they don't hear. If you don't believe me, you can let people." Then the king called one prisoners and then give him a bowl of oil or something and walking. He said, "If you don't, you pour out the oil or something, they will punish you to death." And this kind of the prison meant this man holding the bowl with the full oil and then went around the palace and then didn't drop up anything. This is amazing. This is how focusing and the mental or training is very important. Once you control your mind, it's able to control your body and the speech kind of you are. It's like that. So it's said often we have to discipline ourselves.
Just as a man would swiftly stand, if in his lap a serpent were to glide, if sleep and lethargy beset me, I would speedily repulse them.
This is a saying, once we kind of addict towards sleep and laziness, and then we, of course, necessary sleep and the rest is, I think it's very healthy, have to do it. Otherwise, not understand in the wrong way. Sometimes people are torturing themselves, like sometimes people try to do too hard to way of practice, very highly kind of demand the way to yourself. And then eventually some people become sick. Before achieving any enlightenment, they're already damaging deeply their body or something happens, these are not very good. You should stay healthy. And even Buddha, his own story, said he spent 6 years in a simple life. Too simple, he just eating very little and drinking very little. He become very, very skinny. But in that extreme or practice, he didn't achieve the enlightenment. And then finally he accepted some more fruit, the food, and the body becomes very healthy. Then he turned to enlightenment. So that is this some two explanations. One is saying even Buddha have to kind of renounce and then do kind of this practice for a while and accumulate merit on this. And the second explanation is saying this is not proper path. So he bent or he left behind this practice. And then he did right away. Even he heard some musicians teaching the students say in a river, riverbank, he was meditating. Oh, where you are playing the music, how the stream of line of the making music, that if you that musical stream, right, stream or that is too tight, it won't make pleasant sound. If it is become very loosely, kind of very not tight, then you cannot make great, good music from that musical instrument. And in the middle, you not too tight, not too loose, but in the middle, you can play beautiful music. Then he inspired by this word, saying, oh, the middle way path, it's very important not to fall in any extreme kind of following into any extreme. They were saying, although nihilism and existentialism or something, the forever kind of lasting kind of understanding. And then the important middle way or Majjhimika, these great wisdom, even in not the philosophical Majjhimika teachings, but in normal life, you are not going, your mind not into the extreme is very important. Sometimes people want praising too extreme. Sometimes want to angry, to want to damage people too extreme. Oh, these are not good. And you, if you love like all sentient beings. You know, these in wider, open kind of mind, not in saying I love this person and I hate this person and then like. Only there is a white and black kind of mind. Rest, I don't care. This, that is the desire, hatred, and ignorance. That the basic foundation of that. So here is when a snake coming to your body, coming. When you sleep, sometimes it's in a rocky area. Sometimes sleep, when you sleep, snake may enter your, close to your body. You have to immediately let snake leave you. I have a story, but in Tibet, it's all heard. It's from my young age. Two people, they were, I think hunters sleep in a cave, near a cave place, in a rocky area. And then it's a Tibetan kind of clothing. It's made by sheep skin, very warm. And his friends say, oh, I have a snake coming to your my belly is coming. And then said, oh, another coming to my leg. Used to these times, they don't wear any other kind of clothes, only these external big. And then the three friends are frightened very much, but this person very kind of brave. And then he said, oh, I'm not moving, and I have a way to let, if you move immediately, they will attack you. And then maybe the snake didn't immediately bite, but went to the other side, I think, a little bit, and then he immediately kind of stand up, and then two snakes there's a lacking of English words. falling from his clothes. And this is my father's friends. They were talking about it. My father also, when I was young, I don't remember, but maybe between my birth or something before, sometimes he went to hunting things like that. I don't remember I ate anything from his hunting, but before that, during that time, there, 1956 to 1984, I think it's about 28 or something years, there were systematic kind of religious kind of stress of religion, many demolishing kind of monasteries. Even you land kind of offered to the Buddha or something, if somebody found it, then will report this to you, become like have to be very punishment, or sometimes they will have to stand in, and sometimes the torturing, something happens. And people afraid of if you heard of a dog barking, and then immediately they put lamp into a big, pot or something to make cooking the pot, and the cover, another layer to cover. So one generation in their early age, they already kind of broken some lineages. And then in those time, young people, who they're in nomad area, they have a gun or something, then they shoot many wild animals like that. So, but after a while, then they become normal again. Also, I think in 1984, reopening the religious door or something like that. It's a kind of a policy. And many people felt little by little they will become very good practitioners, and then it's like that. So it's a part of a history, and a wave of history coming and going. So So we can see from that saying, negative or destructive mind immediately appears. You have to be skillful to not slaved by those emotions and the thoughts. Become like old soldier, how they fight in a battle. They can protect themselves to dominate that situation. Similarly, you should use the awareness and mindfulness to overcome negative, destructive thoughts and emotions. And also, once you unaware of a situation, you immediately think like this is a, there is a consequence, like a, you verbal judo or verbal exchange in activities, and then not become a fighting of a physical body. It's important. If you verbal exchange it too much, then physical attack is very possible. So physical attack is once happens, then hospital or punishment of in jail or these are more likely happens. And then this happens and that happens, you will destroy or disorder your life. Or sometimes it completely change your life immediately. You don't know that consequence is so deep and dangerous. And from Buddhist point of view, in these events, you may kill somebody or being killed by somebody, or even you're not killed, but in the present and you have a negative habituation continues, then in future lives you may go to hell or something in unfortunate places. So you're thinking about this. Many people, after they are in jail, then many people regret. Many people in the hospital, they will regret. I should open my mind. How I did this and that. How these kind of arrogant or something. It's a very ignorant. It's not important. These. So it's like immediately able to think about the consequences. And like a soldier that dropped the sword, they know they may lose their life. They immediately take the sword. Similarly, you have to, there's no sword to you, you should take, but mindfulness is best to protection. Wisdom is best the companion. And compassion is the most peaceful and advanced kind of a protection of both. Nobody wants suffering. So we can make this situation, bigger situation, negative situation, become small. Small become diminish, nothing. Even people say something negative words, you don't talk back, then many times there's no further situation happens. And also even maybe some people is too extreme, maybe give you some one punch or something. If you do nothing, then you actually are the winner or the control of the situation. Similarly, this who attack people controlling some situation, but for surrounding people's eyes, and also the result, how you will get, who get punishment or something, and you are the winner, mostly. And also in Dharma, for kind of not attack by other people, it's attack to people, it's a vowel, Bodhisattva vowels, never punch anybody or slap, how to say, these. And for monk also too, if people say hatred words, don't say back hatred words. Even you're behind you, something people say negative to you, somebody say deliver to you, say somebody was saying negative to you, don't say back to negativities. This is their kind of four vowels. Hate, don't hate back. Angry to you, don't angry, show angry towards people. And say something negative behind, don't say similar to people. And I don't think there's a four, but I think another one. Da bu huan shu, ma bu huan ku. Oh yes, angry and non-angry and behind and it's verbal exchange, not verbal exchange back. And talk, not talk back. And angry, don't angry back. And behind talk, don't talk behind. It's four. If you can do this, your life will be much longer. Something like that. max expectation or longevity is possible. So, and also generally be careful of anything. So it's like you taking the boil, the one bowl with oil, walking without dropping. Similarly, where self-discipline is very important. And even though some dangerous situation very close to you immediately, or laziness and sleepiness, and also other kind of, some people may want to watch, gather towards a dangerous place, dangerous situation, or there is a fighting in Iraq or something, or in there is a protest or something. There is some people say, "Oh, I want to see there's a people dead. Oh, I want to see, look closer to there's something dangerous. You should avoid it, not to engage and having any relationship with and or create more negativities. Or these are we should avoid, and including some friends have a wrong view." Negative kind of attitude and often saying kind of violence and create hatred between group of people or religion or anything, state and then normal people. Maybe it's not also big, you have to be very careful. So many people present by these attitude. So the if you have a negative companion, we should, if that make us uncomfortable and also transform our mind into more negative kind of a person, then we should avoid these people. Friends, you don't associate or have a deep connection with these people. You should respect their person as a person, but not join any activities into that. So, like your snake come to your mind, you immediately let snake off your closer to you, not close to you, so it's close to you. So then it's as the said, anytime, even though you be careful or something, and once people are not human beings, sometimes with not aware, not good practice, even we wish to be happy, but we often create suffering, source of suffering. So once we had some lessons and have something bad experience, engaging with immediately, we should deeply analyze the situation and aware of your own kind of safety and others' safety, and make some promise, say, I don't do it again. That is important. Sometimes we don't make the deep decision, then we may engage in negativities again, and again become your habituation, you are part of that activity, then it's difficult. Sometimes it's the first time you fall into some mistake situation. It's very important to immediately leave. Otherwise, a second, third, fourth, and then more difficult to kind of renounce or leave from that situation. Like a thief or something. First time they caught by police, they have a more chance not stealing again because they were having this lesson. But they didn't catch for a few many times. Then after release, they were also, there are many high level of possibility. They will continue doing that kind of things. It's my turn. It's my At all times and in any situation, how can I make mindfulness my constant habit? Thinking this, I will desire to meet with the teachers and fulfill the proper tasks. 故于一切时精进修正念，以此求以此求名师，圆成正道业。So it's generally it's all time and all situation that is including everything above us what we taught. We continue.To make us, our mind, mindfulness, on the, any habituation, aware of your habituation. And sometimes we have to not only abandon the negative friends, but we also have to intentionally approach towards who, have a wise or compassion or you thought this is a good, create good, positive karma.These people lead you much more safer or important kind of meaningful life lead, then you should closer to them and to fulfill the proper task means the continuation of improve yourself and from knowledge and experience you should go advance.Normally, who can judge what is a good friend and a negative friend? A good friend means they have a view, practice, and action in kind of a virtuous and wisdom. These somebody who study, somebody who practice, and in proper kind of teachings. Negative means they don't opposite kind of situation. Yes, please.
Verse 75.
Right? Yes.
By all means, then, before I start some work, that I might have the strength sufficient to the task, I will recall the teachings upon carefulness and lightly rise to what is to be done.
为令堪众善应行，应与行事前，亦教不放逸，振奋欢喜心。So it said that before the work, you should examine your attitude or motivation. Before you speak, you also should kind of look at your mind and also behind of the attitude, motivation. These are always important.And what with this rest of two stanza is the, how you become your own, how you manage your mind. As we said before this, how you apply mindfulness and awareness. These are the, eight stanzas.The seventh stanza here, how you apply the mindfulness and awareness, and then the rest of two is saying how you manage kind of mind become, before doing anything, you should have some sense of control of your mind by mindfulness and the awareness. And it's said,if you go to work, and in Chinese phrase, there's a word saying, 磨刀不误砍柴工. It's a kind of, it's very true. You're sharpening your axe or something, axe, I think. And then will not delay your kind of chopping the wood. You, so it's similarly said, once you have devotion towards good and a decision towards good, doing good things, and also rely on the wise and proper teachings of Dharma, and then become very happy, the joyfulness. You do something goodness with the joyfulness. If you do get bad thing, may have a very temporarily something excitement, but in the end, there is a more negative suffering, a fear. For doing good, the result, they should be pleasant. And then that's why in the beginning and in the middle and end, you have some control. You have some confidence, some bring you in diligently, joyful feeling. So here, so it's said before do anything, you examine things, you should do or you not, should not do. And, how you judge, you should remember the teachings. And then while you are doing, you should diligently kind of fulfill that aim or wishes. So confidently to accomplish that task. As we said, this is the control or manage your mind. The part is more emphasizing the preparation before engaging any activities. You should prepare the from mentally. You have to recall the teaching and then see the situation is doable or proper should do to finish, complete this. And then second, any, even you stay in 1.5 hour or one hour doing meditation, you should not wasting that time. We have to be, encourage ourselves and then said, I should use this time for meditation only. I will not mix it up with many events and then to wasting this precious time. So this is a mental preparation. You should, for example, before you do meditation, we have a kind of a, generate a bodhicitta, mind awakened state of altruism, and also, you have a anything thing you have to be finished, kind of making telephone call or you're boiling your water or in hot stove, or any undone, you have to go toilet or something, anything, you should finish these chores and turn off your cell phone or anything distract yours in doing that. And then once you stay, sit, and then you make some small promise, say, I will finish this. You say, oh, I want to do 1 hour meditation, but in 20 minutes you say, oh, I won't finish now. And I will do something else. These are not very good. You should plan more proper way. And then during the meditation, even sometimes someone calling you or something, you shouldn't jump and then to or react with this, but finish your meditation proper way. So teaching your books also you should examine. This is important for you to read. Once you start it and decide this is should be reading and important for you, then we should from the beginning to the end, we should kind of take a whole kind of meaning and teaching lessons from that and then digest or observe their content. this. So it said, with this preparation or controlled, managed kind of situation, then everything is become easier. Like virtuous activity, this also easier. Once you, in the morning, you praying and anything, and in daily life, you say, oh, today, whatever situation I encounter, any people with me I meet, I will show kindness, patience, and also any kind of hindrance or comes, I will use the bodhicitta mind of waking state and to react with the compassion. And this decision made in the morning, one day you have a very different kind of attitude because of your decision. In life also too, sometimes if you deeply in your mind you're making decision, I will lead my life towards particular way, particular principle, then you will be much more kind of stable and much more, inner change is possible. Inner change is possible. No need to do second, but every day we should can enhance that motivation. That's why we take bodhisattva vows every day. Important. And although one time is very serious, it's good enough, very good. So, but we have in dualistic mind, we have a forgetting this and that problem of this. So often remind ourselves, become joyful, and even hearing the pleasant teachings. And then we kind of, sometimes in here in America, often I heard some people say, oh, you made my day, or this words made my day. And similarly, if you read every time, each day, bodhisattva vows, I think they will made your day every day. They make you every day. It's very, very good and delight and strong, powerful and beautiful words coming from enlightened beings. Now, 我们在今天到这里吧? 还是还有一些时间? 差不多. I will think I will finish this prayer and next time I will continue on the meditative concentration, dedication prayers. As courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shyamala Bhadra as well, I now dedicate all this virtue following their example, one and all, since dedication has been praised as a spring by all the victorious ones throughout three times. All the fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicated to practicing the sublime. By this merit, may all attain omniscience, defeat wrong enemy. The stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness and death, from the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of a merit and wisdom, and attain the two secret kayas that rises from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness, may all nations be attained, and thereby may every enemy, mental defilement, be overcome. May beings be liberated from ocean of samsara, which is troubled by wave of birth, old age, sickness, and death.